Blog Talk Radio.
Holy, holiness, what I long for. Holiness, what I need. What do you want for me?
Unconventional faith. Praise God. A very familiar passage of scripture coming from Luke, the 7th chapter. And we want to read in your hearing verses 2 through verse 10. Luke chapter 7, verses 2 through verse 10. And we're reading from the King James Version of the Bible, our weapon of choice on this morning. And it reads, it's in the Gospels, and a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, Bible says when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews. He sent the elders unto Jesus of the Jews, and they were beseeching, that is, asking, inquiring of him that he would come and heal his servant. The centurion sent the elders, praise God, a servant who was near and dear to him had become sick, and he was at the point of death, and so he sent the elders of the Jews unto Jesus. He heard about Jesus, and so he sent the elders unto him that they were inquire of him that he will come and heal his servant. Verse 4 says, and when they came to Jesus, that is the elders, they besought him instantly, immediately, saying that he was worthy of the individual whom he should do this for, that he was worthy, the individual that Christ should do this for. Verse 5, for they said, for he loveth our nation. He loves our nation, and he has built us a synagogue. He's also built a synagogue for us. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. The centurion sends word now as Jesus is approaching. He's near to the house, but he sends some friends of his out. And he now says unto Jesus, by word of his friends, he says, I'm not worthy that you should come up under my roof. Wherefore, he says, neither thought I myself, worthy to come unto thee. He says, neither that I felt that I had the ability, praise God, to come unto you, but say thou in a word, and my servant shall be healed. Wow, he says, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. Verse 8, for I also am a man under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him. The centurion says, I understand. I know authority. So he says, I say to the one, do this, and he doeth. He says, not only am I under authority, but I have men under me that I am responsible to. And he says, and I say to one, go, and he goeth, and I say to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, to do this, and he doeth it. Jesus heard these things, the Bible says, and he marveled at him, and turned him about, that is, he turned around, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not even in Israel. And they that were sent, returning to the house, the ones that were sent, the Bible says, returning unto the house, they found the servant whole that had been sick. That is, he was now well. Praise God. Unconventional faith. Verse 9, Jesus, when he had heard these things, the words that, because the centurion let him to know out of the words that he spoke, that he truly understood this thing of authority. He said, I'm a man under authority, but I know authority. And when he said these things to Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus was amazed. He marveled in the fact that he turned around and he even made an address to all of the people that were there in attendance. He says, I say unto you, I have not even found so great a faith. No, not even amongst my own folk, those of Israel, those of the household of faith. He says, I haven't seen this type of faith. It was an unconventional type of faith. This Roman officer was a captain in charge of 100 men. He was a centurion, which they were in charge, a centurion in charge of 100 men. This man came to Jesus not as a last resort or a magic charm, but because he believed Jesus was sent from God. Apparently, the officer recognized that the Jews were God's special people. He recognized it because he didn't go himself directly to Jesus, but he simply went to the elders of the Jews. He had heard about Jesus. The reputation had gotten around, and he heard about this special servant of God who had the ability to perform miraculous miracles. And so he stayed within protocol. He didn't go rushing himself unto Jesus to inquire of him about the healing of his servant, but rather he went to the household of the Jews, and he said by their hand, that is the elders, that they would go and inquire of Jesus. You ask him if he would be willing to come and to heal my servant. So he understood that the Jews were God's chosen. They were God's special people. It is reported, or recorded rather, that he loved the Jews and he built a synagogue. Talking about this servant, one who had a special passion, praise God, for the Jewish people. Not only did he love them, the Bible says that he went above and beyond. He even went ahead and he built a synagogue for them to worship in. It's one thing to have passion on the one hand, but your passion most oftentimes, if it's true passion, it causes you not only to just say and to believe, but to do. This man acted on his love that he had for the Jewish people. He actually went out, the Bible says, and he built them a synagogue. He says, I love you so much and the fact of what you're doing. I'm going to help you and promoting you to do the things that you do. And so he built them a synagogue. Therefore, in his time of need, it was natural for him to turn to Jesus. This man understood, praise God, this centurion had a special place in his heart for the people of God. And so in the time of his need, he turns to God's folk, and because he understood the essence of their faith, that their faith was in God, and he had been hearing, but I'm sure at some point in time he had seen some of the miracles in the household of faith that had been performed for them by God. And so now he turns in his time of need. He has a servant that's sickly, and he has a servant that is in need of healing. And so he turns to the household of the Jews, and he asks them if they will go and pray to Jesus that he will come and heal his servant. It goes on to say, why did the officer send Jewish leaders to Jesus instead of going himself? Well, since he was well aware of the Jewish hatred for Roman soldiers. Perhaps he didn't because he knew that the Jews, as a point of reference, did not traditionally care for the Romans, especially for Roman soldiers, praise God. And so he understood the relationship that the Jews had with the Romans, and so he knew that they were not liked among the Jewish people. So perhaps he didn't go himself because he didn't want to approach unto their Messiah, unto their leader, knowing that they didn't care anything about him or his kind. So he simply went to a group of the Jews, the elders, and he asked if they may go and they may inquire of Christ. He may not have wanted to interrupt a Jewish gathering. Perhaps he didn't want to step into the midst of a Jewish gathering. He would be perhaps the last person that they would want to see. He didn't want to cause any agitations. And as an army officer, he daily delegated work, and he sent groups on missions. So he was well acclimated to how things went. So how he chose to get his message to Jesus. This was how he chose. He just simply sent word. He was used to sending, praise God, to have things done. And so he says, I'll just send by way of messengers that Jesus would be the one that would help him, but I will send by way of his own people. Matthew 8:5 says, the Roman officer visited Jesus himself. While Luke 7:3 says he sent Jewish leaders to present his request to Jesus. In dealing with the messengers, Jesus was dealing with the officer. In dealing with the messengers, he was dealing with the officers. It's just really like God himself. The Father oftentimes, they said an angel of the Lord came unto this personality or to that personality. And people say, well, was it God or was it a messenger? It does not matter. You are dealing with him if you're dealing with the one or ones that he sent. Don't matter whether it was God himself or he sends an angel, you're still dealing with the same one. The Bible has in principle a passage that says, do all things that we do concerning God as unto the Lord. Anytime you're going to do anything to God, do it as you're doing it unto him. For the Bible truly says, stop, be careful. Even when entertaining strangers, for some, unawares have entertained angels. Be careful when entertaining strangers. Some have entertained angels unawares, messengers from God. So we have to be careful, so very, very careful that when we're dealing with God, we're dealing with a messenger of God, we're still dealing with him. Praise the Lord. Jesus was dealing with the officers vicariously by dealing with the messengers that came from him. His Jewish audience, Matthew emphasized the man's faith. For his Gentile audience, Luke highlighted the good relationship between the Jewish leaders and the Roman officers. Matthew emphasized the man's faith for his Gentile audience. Luke, however, highlighted the good relationship between the Jewish leaders and the Roman officer. They had a relationship. The Roman officer didn't come to Jesus himself, and he didn't expect Jesus to come to him, just as the officer did not need to be present to have his orders carried out. So Jesus didn't need to be present to heal. The officer said, I understand this thing about authority because I deal with it oftentimes and all the time. I'm a man under authority, so I understand the essence of authority. You don't have to be there yourself. You can send, praise God, and know that your wishes, your mission will be carried out by those faithful unto your authority. So he says to Jesus, I know authority and I understand it, and I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, neither do I think that I'm worthy to come and to be in your presence, but because I understand authority, he says, I know that I can just, if you would just speak the word right from where you are, because of the authority that you have, I believe that the mission can still be accomplished. If you can just speak the word, the Bible says the officer's faith was especially amazing because he was a Gentile who had not been brought up to know about a loving God. But because he understood the essence of faith, Jesus said, this man had, he was amazed at the words that the man spoke. The fact that he understood some things, he said, that even those in my own camp do not understand. And he's in a place where many of them have not ascertained. He said, I have not seen such faith, not even in Israel. It is an unconventional type of faith. This man understands, he understands authority, and he says, I believe that if you could just but speak the word today, somebody needs to understand that God don't have to come right and be in the presence of where you are. He can just speak the word right from where he is. See, our prayers allow God oftentimes for us to bring us into his audience because God is everywhere, as the Bible says all the time. But sometimes because we cannot see his presence, and sometimes if we're not experiencing that God is right where we are in the very presence and environment to right where we are presently, we think God has no power in our situations. But the Bible says in this particular passage that Jesus spoke the word right from where he was. And the servant, which was in another place, the centurion's servant, was healed immediately. And when the group that came out to address Jesus, when they got back to the house, the servant was healed. Oh, glory to God today. Thank God that there is a thing such as an unconventional faith that we can speak God's word, stand on the word, and believe that God has power over the earth just as he has power in heaven. And God can speak right from where he is, and he can cause things to shift immediately and line upon line, precept upon precept. The Bible says he'll become a very present helper unto those that believe, even in the time of your present calamity. God bless. God keep. He is our sincerest prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Phil, for that inspiring word here in the studio. We are now down to our commercial break. I'm going to fill your house here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objective each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 126-580-#. Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministry today.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
Welcome back to Real Talk here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I am Glenda Fields, your host, and I am in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Time the Kingdom of Justice and God's Anointed Ministries, discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching that the man of God is doing called Unconventional Faith. Pastor Fields, in the chat room we have Bishop McDonald's out of the Bahamas, and he wants you to pray for the body of Christ regarding the kingdom shift. He says in the Bahamas they have felt an apostolic and prophetic shift in the atmosphere, so he wants you to pray for the body of Christ as a whole, so that would be a unity of the people of God actually embracing the shift that has taken place in 2017. So we want to thank Bishop for requesting that out of the Bahamas, and we will have you pray for that. And he also wanted to encourage you. He said, what an inspirational word you have given on today to remind us that we need unconventional faith.
Praise God. And certainly we thank God to the bishop on today for your encouraging words and for listening on this morning. And certainly we are thankful to God for all that he has begun to do. Certainly the mantle of the apostolic that God is doing in this season, we want to certainly lend our faith unto God that he will continue to build momentum as he causes us to shift in this season. And for what God is doing, praise God, in the Bahamas, praise God, even in this particular season of our lives. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so thankful to you, God, for the man of God. Thank you, Father, that even as we join our faith along with his faith and the faith of those people, Lord God, in the Bahamas, Lord God, every believer in Christ are standing together, God, one with the another, Lord God, that we pray down, God, that your will may continue to be done. Even in this season of our lives, God, we're standing in faith, Father, declaring, Father, that the will and works of the living God may continue to be proclaimed throughout all of the earth. Father, even as there's a shifting taking place over in the Bahamas right now, God, we are praying, standing alongside of them, God, declaring and decreeing, Father, that your word may continue to go forth, Father, that the people of God, Father, may continue to be brought into a place, Father, of conformity, a place of agreement, God, a place, Father, where we'll stand faith and faith hand in hand, God, declaring your word, God, because you said all things are possible to those that believe. So we're praying, Father, that faith will begin to break out from the north, the south, the east, and west, God, even now. We're praying over here in the United States, and we're standing with our brethren over in the Bahamas, God, that you will touch them in such a significant way. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom be established. Father, let all those things that you desire to take place in this season, break out right now and do it because you're God. Father, we give you the glory and we give you the honor right now in the matchless name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Savior and King, we do pray, and it is so. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. We thank you for that prayer, Pastor Phil. Let us know how you are enjoying the Real Talk segments here on Gospel Anointed Ministries Radio. And you have the opportunity in this time and in this season to avail yourself to assisting the man of God with the mandate that God has on his life. You can contact him and let him know how you are enjoying the teaching segments, as well as give him upcoming show ideas that you would like him to speak on by going to www.godsanointedministry.com. as well as emailing him at gam@godsanointedministries.com to give him your feedback and words of encouragement. In this time and in this season, you have the opportunity to avail yourself to assisting the man of God through your monetary donations via his website, and they are www.godsanointedministries.com and www.ghkc1.org, as well as assisting him or sponsoring him, or even at this point in time in 2017, partnering with him. Yes, coming aboard and partnering with the man of God to carry forth the mandate of God upon his life and to reach the masses. You can do that via his website, and there are links on his website pages where you can assist him. You can assist him with international ministry. You can assist him with the radio segment. You can also assist him with upcoming television segments via www.godsanointedministries.com, as well as www.ghkc1.org. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Gwenda Fields, your host, bidding you Godspeed and God's favor upon your life in 2017.
Here where the silence speaks, here in the great unseen, here when the answer's out of reach. Here I will break my heart, here I will brave the dark, here find you singing over me.